Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and it is Friday, and hope you've had a good week. And we like to share food for thought on Friday, nuggets of wisdom, some things that I've read over the past week that have kind of spoke to me and maybe can help you be encouraged today to grow in your faith, to have hope in your one and only life. And started doing this about a month ago and have been some of our most listened to programs that we have done each week. So I want to remind you that if you're driving in your car or listening on the radio, either in the morning at 8:15 a.m. or at lunchtime at 12:45 p.m., that you can also catch podcasts of our program. You can go to iTunes or the Podbean app and subscribe and just type in Hope Is Here and get those programs automatically sent to you. Or you can always just go to our website, hopeishere.today, if you want to listen to a program again or share it with somebody. Or you can sign up for our weekly our emails. We just send out one on Saturday as a recap with all the programs. And I know my friend Beverly Clemens always likes to go in Saturday morning and kind of follow up on things and get ready for next week's work and week of work. And she likes to listen to those programs on that email that goes out Saturday morning. So if you go to hopeishere.today, you can sign up to have that emailed to you. 99% of the time, we just send out that one email a week. Maybe once every 3 months, we might send another one out about something special. And in fact, speaking of something special, we recently went over 50,000 podcasts listened to, and just what an amazing honor and blessing that was to never dream when we started this in December of 2017 that we would get to over 50,000 podcasts downloaded, listened to all over the United States and even in seven foreign countries. I'm just so humbled and honored and blessed and thankful for our financial partners that make this ministry possible. It's so much more than just a radio program and podcast, but I'm just so grateful for those people who make financial contributions and bless us. We have some ministry partners that do it every month and automatically do that to us. We have people that just do it as the Holy Spirit leads. People do it quarterly, just whenever, however you do it. We are so grateful and thankful, and you're a big, big part of those 50,000 podcasts that have been listened to. I want to share a quote today. I don't know who this was written by, but I saw this and really kind of spoke to me, and I think it'll speak to you today too. If we're honest, I mean, life's hard, isn't it? And yet, the way this person wrote this, it kind of put things in perspective. It says, marriage is hard, divorce is hard, choose your hard. Obesity is hard, being fit is hard, choose your hard. Being in debt is hard, being financially disciplined is hard, choose your hard. Communication is hard, not communicating is hard, choose your heart. Life will never be easy. It will always be hard, but we can choose our heart. Pick wisely. And for somebody listening today, one of those five topics that talked about there, I know you needed to hear, and I know that this spoke to me and hope that you are blessed by it. I heard this quote by Damon West. He's the author of the book Coffee Bean, Be a Coffee Bean, that I really like, recommend. It's a real easy read. But he said, you know, pain demands to be felt, but don't get stuck there. Whatever you have to do, keep moving forward to get past the pain. Pain is also growth, because growth takes place outside of our comfort zones. We are capable of way more than we think we are. That's powerful. I got to read that one more time. This is by Damon West. He says, pain demands to be felt, but don't get stuck there. Whatever you have to do, keep moving forward to get past the pain. Pain is also growth, because growth takes place outside your comfort zones. We are capable of way more than we think that we are. And I want to share Romans chapter 15, verse 13. it's the foundational verse of Hope Is Here. And maybe somebody needs to hear this today, and maybe you need to write this verse on a post-it note. But Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." If you need some hope today, maybe that's the verse that you read, Romans chapter 15, verse 13, and put that on a post-it note, stick it on your bathroom mirror, stick it in the dashboard of your car, stick it on your coffee pot, stick it on your laptop. Some people like to stick them by light switches so they see them. I know people have walls in their house that they put verses on, post-it notes, but Romans 15, 13 might be your verse for the weekend. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. One of the things I like recently, there's this campaign going on by the Center for Suicide Prevention. And those of you that have listened to Hope Is Here for quite a while realize that that's the reason I started Hope Is Here in December of 2017, was because I lost three friends in a little over a year's time to death by suicide. And all three people were people of faith, but they lost hope and got discouraged and ended their lives prematurely by suicide. And that's why I do this 14-minute program, is to let people know that there's always hope because of Jesus. And I just shared that Romans 15, chapter 15, verse 13. But the Center for Suicide Prevention's got this campaign going on, and it's got people from different walks of life. And it's got one here showing like a guy that's a construction worker, and it says, "Hey, Steve, how are you really doing?" And it underlines the word "really." I mean, you know, we ask people that, don't we? "Hey, how you doing?" And usually people give us the courtesy reply, you know, "I'm fine, I'm good." But man, that didn't mean something when somebody comes right back and says, "No, how are you really doing?" And friends, here's what I know. This side of heaven, everybody I know is dealing at least with one thing that's really painful and disappointing in their lives. And for some people, there's several things that they're dealing with. And, you know, we had to wear these masks for COVID-19, and you couldn't see people's facial expressions. So, you know, it got easy to hide behind that mask. And yet, there's people that were wearing masks way before COVID-19 hit in March of 2020. And, man, I want to encourage you to take off your mask. And more importantly, if the Holy Spirit leads you, when you ask me how they're doing and you kind of feel like, you know, they gave me that courtesy answer, but not really buying what they're selling, not really believing that, or that didn't quite pass the smell test, whatever saying you like to use. But to come back, if the Holy Spirit prompts you, and just say, "Hey, how are you really doing?" And look at them and just say, "Be honest with me." And I want to say to you, if somebody asks you that, "How are you really doing?" be honest with them. And so what if you get emotional and you shed some tears? God gave us tears to be able to release the pain in our hearts, in our lives. And I don't know, that really spoke to me. "Hey, Steve, how are you really doing?" And don't we all want somebody to ask us, "How are you really doing?" And I want to say to you today, if you're like, "Yeah, I don't really have anybody to talk to about that," I want to encourage you to call 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-TALK, or that's 1-800-273-8256, 1-800-273-8256. You can talk to somebody any time of day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's somebody there to talk with you and just tell them, "Man, I'm struggling." Also, you know, you can talk to God. I'd be glad to set up coffee with you sometime. If you want to reach out to me and send me an email, we'll figure out a time to get together. But don't try to do it by yourself, and don't try to be hopeless. When you get hopeless, let's get to where you can be hopeful again and let others help you doing that. And continue to cry out to God and tell him you need hope, and he will help you. One of the things I'm trying to do this summer is do a better job at turning my TV off and reading. And I heard this list recently by Michael Hyatt. He wrote five reasons every leader, or everybody, I'm sorry, should be a reader. Five reasons everybody should be a reader. Number one, he said, reading makes us better thinkers. Reading makes us better thinkers. Number two, reading upgrades our people skills. Number three, reading improves our communication. Number four, reading helps us relax. And I found that to be true. Oh, my goodness. Tried to be, you know, do more reading and get four or five pages in. Next thing I know, all of a sudden I doze off a little bit. And you know what? That's okay. That is okay. We're on computer screens, our cell phones, you know, between checking social media and texting and the internet, TV, just all that stimulation that goes on. There's something just very calming about reading a good book or reading the Bible, isn't there? And I love that number four, reading helps us relax. And then number five, reading keeps us young. You know, and I do like to read books and different types of authors and backgrounds and just fill my mind with more knowledge and be able to converse more. It does help improve our people skills and our communication. As one of those five reasons that Michael Hyatt shared, that everybody should be a reader. And just there's so much out there that God wants to let us know and help us know. And when you read, you broaden your horizons, and it just makes life be better. And the great part is that, I mean, you can get books now, used books, half-price bookstores. Not very often I pay full price for a book anymore. My greatest regret is just that, unfortunately, I've got way too many books that I need to finish, and I need to quit buying books. John Bevere had a couple of good quotes recently that spoke to me, and today's program going to wind up our program with these two quotes. John Bevere, a great author. My favorite book that he has written is called The Bait of Satan. And he's talking about, you know, being offended, and a really, really good read. I would highly recommend considering getting the copy of The Bait of Satan for your summer reading. But John just simply put this on his Twitter page recently. The Holy Spirit desires to be your closest friend. The Holy Spirit desires to be your closest friend. And, you know, the Trinity, we hear a lot, obviously, about God the Father and Jesus the Son, but, you know, we don't hear a lot about the Holy Spirit. And I know growing up in the church that I did, I can hardly ever remember the Holy Spirit mentioned. And yet, as I've grown deeper in my relationship with Jesus, I realize that the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, I'm going to leave a comforter and a counselor, and the Holy Spirit is going to be that. And I want to encourage you today to invite the Holy Spirit to be with you. And I watched a buddy of mine that's been going through a tough life situation, and he is growing his faith and learning to rely and talk with the Holy Spirit, and it's been a game changer for him with the amount of peace that he has. And the final quote that John Bevere had that really spoke to me recently, he said, being broken is not the same as being weak. Being broken is not the same thing as being weak. And, you know, one of the reasons I've grown so much in my relationship with Jesus, because there's been times in my life where my heart's been broken, my life's felt like it's been broken. And when I put the other knee down, both knees down, and realized that, Jesus, I needed your help, and I need to let you take control, it was a game changer, a life changer for me. So being broken is not the same as being weak, by John Bevere. Fortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again next week. If you've been blessed by this program, share it with somebody else. If you've been blessed by Hope Is Here, we would appreciate your financial support. Make a tax-deductible donation today at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next week on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.